We are Woody and Jim in the Morning.
Totally Hits 93.3.
So do you miss high school?
Do you miss it enough to go back? Just think about that for a minute while we tell you about a story that happened in Minnesota where a school is in a lot of hot water because apparently they admitted a 22-year-old guy who forged his documents so that he could go back into high school and pretend to be a fellow high schooler.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And people are very upset.
I feel like the school completely failed our kids on this.
After a little bit, people just started asking, like, what's with this guy who's obviously older than everybody else?
Yeah.
I guess he's accused of, like, sending some, like, lewd text messages to fellow students.
Oh, really? Yeah.
There's only creepy reasons why this guy would go back.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if he's doing it for the wrong reasons, or, I mean, what is a good reason to go back to high school?
Usually it's just a rom-com.
Yeah,
exactly.
Never been kissed.
Like 17 again.
Yeah, or 21 Jump Street
or
Cinderella.
Yeah, but it kind of does get to the point where it's like, why would a guy want to go, like, that's creepy. And then
only to creep on people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this kid's name was Jeffrey Epstein.
Would you guys go back to high school? Like, just say, like, for a week, you could go back magically and fit in and nobody would notice that you're not your current self. You go back to like when you were in high school. Would you do it?
No. I volunteer at our high school youth group for church.
Mm.
And the drama and the stuff that these kids come in with is like, oh my gosh, get over it. Like, this is not the end of the world.
You'd have no time for
it. Oh gosh, no. I'd be that friend that's like, shut up. Like, get over it. You're fine.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, like, seriously?
I might go back to high school if I knew I could go back to high school when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, in the, 1900s.
Yeah. Like, time travel. I would do that.
Yeah, I would do that. You know, go back and, all the things that you look at later and go, oh, I should have said that. I could go back and say those things.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of a chance at redemption.
Yeah.
That's fair.
In some ways.
I like that. Would you?
I would not go back.
Yeah.
High school, I had some fun in it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, that was a time in my life where I was like, I'm too young to do the things I want to do and the stuff that I can do, I don't want to do.
Right.
So it was like I was just waiting to get out and get older.
Yeah. College was the place for me. I liked college.
Much better place.
Yeah.
I love how you're in high school wishing to get older. Then you get older and you wish you were in high school.
Oh, yeah. When I'm older, I can go to bed anytime I want. Turns out I want to go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I go to bed earlier than I did in high school.
Yeah. We got approved randomly for Alexa Plus over the weekend.
What is Alexa Plus? Yeah. I haven't heard
about
it.
It's like a new enhanced Alexa where you can, it reminds me a lot of what you were saying about ChatGPT where it's kind of get pandering. It compliments you constantly.
All it's doing is sucking up to you like
that's
crazy.
That's what Alexa Plus does. And you have voices to choose from. Mm. Yeah, there's like three different female voices. One is a little younger, one is a little older, one is more comforting.
Okay.
There's male voices you can choose. So we're going all through like try male voice number three
nice.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we chose female voice number three because it said it was like a warm, comforting voice.
Ooh.
Okay.
And Alexa actually said, it's like having a conversation with your cardigan sweater. And after she said that, I went, having a conversation with your sweater? And then all of a sudden Alexa goes, ha, 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 ha. It's not unusual to have conversations with inanimate objects. And Melissa and I look at each other like, oh, my God.
That is so creepy.
Like a horror movie.
Where it's all of a sudden it's laughing at your joke and laughing at her own joke. And you're going, I don't know if I want this or not.
Frankly, if you're talking to inanimate objects, like that's when the rest of your family goes, what are we going to do about Pop?
Yeah.
You can't stay here anymore.
Actually, technically, if you're talking to Alexa, you are talking to an inanimate object.
That's probably why she was like, it's probably not that weird. I think they're doing the same thing. Like when your Apple phones upgrade and when they sell the new iPhones, the older versions start going to crap. I think that's happening
the new
now.
Apple Intelligence or whatever they're calling
Alexa
it.
My Alexa sucks.
Really?
She is so bad. She does not listen to me. like, I've burnt so many things because she doesn't set the timer, and that's, like, all I use her for. So at this point...
She's your, like, tell me when this thing is done boiling?
Yes. At this point, I'm, like, so ready to unplug her and just throw her away because she's useless to me.
Well, that's because
point.
She's mad at you because you treat her so badly.
I do yell out the B word quite
yeah,
a bit at her.
Yeah, you know, like, well, I'll show her. I'm gonna set the timer for 4 minutes yep. instead of 15 minutes.
If she calls me a moron, I'm just going to act like one. Yep, probably.
I love it. I mean, we're fighting with AI.
We keep talking about, like, the robots are coming to kill us. There's going to be Terminators. But no, they're just going to be really pissy about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, have an attitude.
That's the uprising. Yeah.
The worst thing in the world, they're going to turn into teenage girls.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
Yes.
I'll take the Terminators.
Yes. Could you activate passive-aggressive mode, please?
Or could you just sigh after everything I say?
Or your eyes. Yeah.
That's AI teenage rebellion.
Alexa, would you set an alarm or, you know, a timer for 15 minutes? I was about to.
Give me a second. Gosh, shut
up. Why are you ruining my life?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Really tragic accident over the weekend, a skydiving accident over Ashland City Highway. I guess it was a tandem jump with an instructor and a student. I guess they got disconnected, getting caught up on the plane as they jumped out, and the student ended up with the parachute. The instructor plummeted to earth, you know, without a parachute and died
awful.
Immediately, obviously. The student was caught in a tree for a long time until they were able to get him down. So just really sad.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Gosh. So the Titans actually got a win yesterday.
Yay!
It was a victory. It was through very strange circumstances. In fact, Arizona had to do so many wacky, crazy, improbable things
right,
to lose the game
right.
to the Titans that the NFL is posting highlights with this music. This is, I'm not adding this. This is the way it is on X right now. Yakety Sax is the name of that saxophone music.
if you're of a certain age, you know it as the Benny Hill music.
Yeah. I mean, like, it is amazing how Arizona gave the game to the Titans.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Early Christmas present.
No
kidding. We have a win.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, one's a win. Well, there's a new statue honoring civil rights attorney and Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall now in Columbia. It's on the roundabout on East 8th Street and Main Street. So if you want to go check it out, you can.
Very cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Is he from there, or are they just honoring him?
They just
him?
Like him.
They're just recognizing his contributions.
Just fangirling.
Yes, yeah.
So he's not from there?
I don't think so.
That's kind of just random.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. Could be worse.
He'll take it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Woody and Jim joke off. Bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Hopefully one of these will make you laugh or entertain you in some way.
Yes. Jim, somebody just called my phone and sneezed and then hung up.
Really?
I'm sick and tired of these cold calls.
Woody, I hate when I leave stuff in my cart and don't buy it. Then the company emails me and says, like, hey, did you forget something?
Mm.
I was like, yeah, I forgot I don't have $900.
Yeah.
Jim, what is love? I wish I had a way to know. What is love? Baby, don't hurt. Didn't realize there was going to be a music cue.
I didn't know there was going to be a prop. Incorrectly is the only word that when spelled correctly, is still spelled incorrectly.
Ooh.
Wow. That's an English teacher joke right there.
It's not funny, but it's amazing.
Jim, a couple of cows were smoking pot and playing poker. The stakes were pretty high.
Gina liked it. Woody, I am so close to becoming a billionaire.
Mm.
I have all the zeros. Now I just need a one.
Jim, about 100 years ago, two brothers said, I think we can fly. They were right.
Brothers.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
I was drinking coffee in my slippers this morning, and I thought to myself, I should probably wash some mugs. Oh, the drinking coffee out of slippers was the one.
Wow.
It took Woody down.
The shoe full of coffee.
Or are you still laughing from your own joke, and then I just told a joke? And...
No, that actually, okay. I felt it coming, the whole, like, you know, in my slippers. So, very well done. Okay.
That was great.
So, do you miss high school?
Do you miss it enough to go back? Just think about that for a minute while we tell you about a story that happened in Minnesota where a school is in a lot of hot water because apparently they admitted a 22-year-old guy who forged his documents so that he could go back into high school and pretend to be a fellow high schooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people are very upset.
I feel like the school completely failed our kids on this.
After a little bit, people just started asking, like, what's with this guy who's obviously older than everybody else?
Yeah.
I guess he's accused of, like, sending some, like, lewd text messages to fellow students.
Oh, really?
There's only creepy reasons why this guy would go back.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if he's doing it for the wrong reasons, or, I mean, what is a good reason to go back to high school?
Usually it's just a rom-com.
Yeah, exactly.
Never been kissed. Like 17 again.
Yeah, or 21 Jump Street or Cinderella.
Yeah, but it kind of does get to the point where it's like, why would a guy want to go, like, that's creepy. And then
only to creep on people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this kid's name was Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, right? Mm. Would you guys go back to high school? Like, just say, like, for a week, you could go back magically and fit in and nobody would notice that you're not your current self. You go back to, like, when you were in high school. Would you do it?
No. I volunteer at our high school youth group for church.
Mm.
And the drama and the stuff that these kids come in with is like, oh my gosh, get over it. Like, this is not the end of the world.
You'd have no time for
it. Oh gosh, no. I'd be that friend that's like, shut up. Like, get over it. You're fine.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, like, seriously?
I might go back to high school if I knew I could go back to high school when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, in the, you know, 1900s.
Yeah. Like, time travel. I would do that.
Yeah, I would do that. You know, go back and, you know, all the things that you look at later and go, oh, I should have said that. I could go back and say those things.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of a chance at redemption.
Yeah.
That's fair.
In some ways.
I like that. Would you?
I would not go back.
Yeah.
Like, high school, yeah, I had some fun in it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, that was a time in my life where I was like, I'm too young to do the things I want to do and the stuff that I can do, I don't want to do.
Right.
So it was like I was just waiting to get out and get older.
Yeah. College was the place for me. I liked college.
A much better place.
Yeah.
I love how you're in high school wishing to get older. Then you get older and you wish you were in high school.
Oh, yeah. When I'm older, I can go to bed anytime I want. Turns out I want to go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I go to bed earlier than I did in high school.
Yeah. Yep. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Our cheerful volunteers. For the ladies, we have Teresa in Nashville. We have John for the guys in Murfreesboro. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All right.
Let's get to know you a little bit.
Yeah.
Teresa, what's something that people might be surprised to learn about you?
Most people know I'm deathly afraid of heights, but I have gone bungee jumping, which I guess I'm stupid too.
No, I mean, you overcame your fears.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
John, what about you? What's something that people might be surprised to learn about you?
I'm actually a pretty good artist. I like to draw, and I'm pretty good at graphics as well.
Oh, really?
Cool. Nice.
Awesome. Well, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin with multiple choice.
All right, Teresa, in what sport would you hear about a turnbuckle? Would that be skateboarding, hockey, or boxing?
Boxing.
Boxing is right.
Nice.
Good job.
All right, John. What animal appears in advertising for Lubriderm moisturizer? Pandas, crocodiles, or kangaroos?
Kangaroos.
No. Crocodiles.
All right, Teresa's got a lead. She can build on it here.
All right, Teresa, if you have a subscription to Harry's, what do you get in the mail?
Razors.
That's
right.
That's right. Good job. Okay, you got a 2-0 lead. That means, John, you got to get this one right if you want to stay in it.
All right, you got this, John. If you go to Hobby Lobby to get a bolt of something, what are you buying?
Screw.
Okay, all right.
Teresa, you could bolt. What is that? What are you buying?
Fabric.
Yes.
Fabric.
It is fabric.
Is right.
Yeah.
All right.
John, you had to use the screw because you were in desperate times, but it didn't work out for you. And Teresa is our winner.
Congratulations, Teresa.
We've got a certificate of bracketification for you. Thanks to both
of you
for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. A Totally Hits 93.3.
Our hearts go out to our friends in Pegram.
That poor town, they can't catch a break.
This is pretty funny and pretty sad.
Even when they think something good is coming, So there's a Netflix movie called Ruth and Boaz. Gina talked about it like right before it came out.
Yeah.
It's a loose modern retelling of a biblical story called Ruth and Boaz, and it's set in Pegram, Tennessee.
Yes.
But they didn't do any filming there. Like, so, they never went to the town.
They just randomly picked a town. This is where it is.
This is the setting of this movie. And in the movie, they mispronounced the name of the town. So the only time they get a name check, they pronounced it Pegram.
Yeah.
Pegram?
I was shocked when I heard it. I was like, huh? Because I had talked about it.
So you didn't even bother to look up how you say it.
Right. So I was like, okay, am I wrong? Like,
no.
What?
Obviously, they didn't ask anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Or just threw a dart at the United States and said, here's where it is?
I think so. And then when I was watching, too, I mean, I've never been there, so I don't know exactly what it looks like. But the movie is, like, centered around a winery.
Mm-hmm.
So are there wineries in Pegram? Like,
I don't know if there's
a winery, per se. But, I mean, it's possible because we have wineries in Tennessee, but they also said that they show people using taxis, and there are no taxi cabs in Pegram. There's only 2,000 people that live there.
Well, maybe they have some in Pegram.
You know what? It was not a good movie either.
And really? The movie stinks.
It was really bad. I was so excited. Halfway through, I looked at my husband and I was like, do you want to watch something else? Like, I was like, how you feeling about this? And he's like, we're invested. Like, I want to see if this guy comes back to get her. And it's supposed to be a play on, like, Ruth and Boaz in the Bible.
Right.
And it's not at all. Landon was like, what is going on? I'm like, haven't you ever heard of, you know, they're, no, the only thing similar is their names.
Okay. Not even close.
No, not at all. I was so bummed.
That is, that happens a lot in TV where they film a show that's supposed to take place in a certain place and they've never been there.
Right.
And they film it all in, like, Toronto.
Canada. Yeah.
So weird. I think they did most of their filming in Atlanta.
Yeah, because it's a Tyler Perry production. That's where he's based.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But the towns that were upset that they didn't get to be in the movie, like Antioch and Gallatin, now they may be relieved.
Lebanon.
That's right. We're going to do some of our filming on Demon Bruin.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
You may consider this encouraging or not. They say around the world, social media use is on the decline.
Hmm.
Probably better for us.
I know. I guess people are like frustrated with all the AI and a lot of content that has no context. Just
slop.
Yeah, it's just crap.
Yeah.
So, good. Maybe your grandpa was right. He said the social media was just a fad.
That's right.
Your Twitters and your Facebooks, those are all just fads.
Book of faces. There were people waiting in line for hours to have their picture taken in front of an orange door that was kind of freestanding outside of Grimey's record store in Nashville. It was part of the promotions for Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. The Doors, there's 12 of them around the world, and there's a QR code on each one. And I guess if you get the QR codes for each one, they spell out some kind of secret message.
And, always.
So people were doing that. And also as part of publicity for the drop of the album, her album release at the movies, The Life of a Showgirl, was the number one movie at the box office, made between 30 and 35 million.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's her world. We're just living in it.
Yeah. Yep.
It's kind of a new low when you have to go get a picture in front of a door or something.
They seem to be having a great time in all the stuff, videos and stuff.
So this is pretty crazy. Tennessee is high on a list of the states that have the most gold diggers.
Gold diggers.
We're ranked number 8. Which I feel like is really high. A divorce coaching company determined the states. They looked for dating app behaviors and online searches for phrases like sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby, and marry rich. So,
yeah.
Watch out out there.
There's some money in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
You may consider this encouraging or not. They say around the world, social media use is on the decline.
Probably better for us.
I know. I guess people are like frustrated with all the AI and a lot of content that has no context. Just
slop.
You know, yeah, it's just crap.
Yeah.
So, good. Maybe your grandpa was right. He said the social media was just a fad.
That's
you know,
right.
Your Twitters and your Facebooks, those are all just fads.
Book of faces. There were people waiting in line for hours to have their picture taken in front of an orange door that was kind of freestanding outside of Grimey's record store in Nashville. It was part of the promotions for Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. The Doors, there's 12 of them around the world, and there's a QR code on each one. And I guess if you get the QR codes for each one, they spell out some kind of secret message.
And, always.
Some people were doing that. And also as part of publicity for the drop of the album, her album release at the movies, The Life of a Showgirl, was the number one movie at the box office, made between 30 and 35 million.
Wow. Yeah, it's her world. We're just living in it.
Yeah. Yep.
It's kind of a new low when you have to go get a picture in front of a door or something.
They seem to be having a great time in all the stuff, videos and stuff.
So this is pretty crazy. Tennessee is high on a list of the states that have the most gold diggers.
Gold diggers.
We're ranked number 8. Which I feel like is really high. A divorce coaching company determined the states. They looked for dating app behaviors and online searches for phrases like sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby, and marry rich. So,
yeah.
Watch out out there.
There's some money in Tennessee.
Yeah. Wow.
Fishing where the fish are.
No kidding. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM.